The call to prayer is the call to fellowship. The call to fellowship. It's a beautiful thing, and it's a wonderful thing that God has given us the right, the legal standing, to be called sons of God. 1 John 3 verses 1, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him." I want you to understand that you have been given the legal standing to be referred to as a son of God. We are sons of God. We are sons of the kingdom of light. I'm saying this to pass a deep message into the hearts of someone here, that God has adopted you to be a son. God has adopted you to be a son. Just like a man adopts a son, having daughters everywhere, and adopts a son to be his heir. When that man dies, the son automatically becomes the heir of the estate of his father. We have been given the right and the privilege to become the sons of God. As long as you are a child of God, born again by the Spirit and the Word, you must recognize that this is a call to sonship. It's a call to sonship. You are not a slave. You are no more a servant. Jesus said to his disciples, "No more call I you servant. For a servant does not know what the master is up to. But I call you friends." You are now adopted as sons. The songwriter directly wrote this part of the Bible and gave it a melody. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the sons of God." That we should be called the sons of God. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us." Behold, what manner of love. This is the deepest expression of love that the Father has given us, the privilege to be sons. Look at 1 John 3 verses 1. 1 John, the book of before the book of Revelation. "Behold, what manner of love had the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God." Look at verse 2. "Now are we the sons of God." Don't think that it is until you get to heaven. No, now are we. So the call to call to Christ is beyond salvation from sin and eternal hell. It's a call to fellowship. It's a call to oneness with God. Record and know that you are a son and you are a daughter of the Most High. So this should navigate your mindset. This should direct and navigate the way you think, your thinking pattern. This should navigate the way you pray. Hear me very well. This might be the deepest thing I will say tonight. And I did not premeditate on it, but the Spirit of God just breathed it into my heart as I'm speaking now. This is the deepest thing you may hear from me tonight. We have been called to become sons. And one thing known with sonship is called authority. Authority. Authority is a privilege that comes with sonship. A son of the house has authority in the house. A son of the house has authority in the house. So we have been called into the kingdom of our Heavenly Father. We are sons. So as a son, you have the privilege to make declarations. You have the privilege to make supplications to your Father. You have the privilege to call, and Father God will answer. Hear me? We don't have the spirit of servitude. We are not called into a spirit of servitude, although we are still servants of the Most High. But most importantly, the Lord has called us into sonship as joint heirs with Christ. As joint heirs with Christ. The Lord has given us one spirit with Him, even the spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the grave. The very same spirit is in operation with us. Somebody that is following, I want you to write, "I'm following." Let me know the number of persons that are following. Why I'm saying this tonight is to help guide our prayer pattern. It's to help build faith when we pray. Listen to me. If you don't have identity, if you don't know who you are in God, when you pray, your prayer will not command results, because there will be no faith mixed with your prayers. You see, they did not enter into the promise because they did not have faith. They lacked faith. Because of their unbelief, Hebrews 3, he said they did not enter into God's rest. Unbelief can destroy you. Unbelief can hinder you. Unbelief can terminate your destiny. I was telling a preacher whom I went to visit with my wife about 4 days ago, how that in those early days of my conversion, we were watching a movie with the preacher and someone that is supposed to be a father figure in the faith. He was watching a movie of hell. He began to shout and shout and was shaking. Anytime he hears hell, he begins to shake and all of that. He did not come to the place of understanding sonship. Hear me. Hell is real, we know that. Hell is real, we know that. Heaven is real, we know that. But then, there are some things that shouldn't put ungodly fear in you. There are some things that shouldn't put unnecessary fear in you. As a son in the kingdom, when you hear matters of eternal damnation, as long as you know that your house is in order with God, you don't need to be afraid. Perfect love casted out fear. Hear me very well. When you pray, you don't need to be afraid of talking to God. Perfect love casts out fear. Anytime you are wanting to pray and you are getting afraid every time, you are shaking, not knowing how to approach God, the spirit of sonship is far off from you. You need to get connected with the spirit of sonship. God does not work with fear. God does not work with worldly fear. The Bible said in Revelation 21:8, the first people that will enter hell, they are called the fearful before the unbelieving. The fearful. Don't be a man that when you hear God, you begin to shake. No, he's your Father. Abba, Father. He has given us the spirit. We are no longer having the spirit of bondage, but we have been adopted and we have received the spirit of sonship whereby we can cry, Abba, Father. Galatians 4. Abba, Father means my Father. Abba, Father is a deeper dimension to the Lord's Prayer. When Jesus gave them the Lord's Prayer, he taught them to pray in this way, pray in this manner, our Father. Are you seeing our Father? Our Father is corporate. Our Father is communal. Our Father is it is something that is corporate, not just individualistic. But in this matter, God now has given us the spirit of adoption where we can cry, Abba, my Father. My own Father. Meaning I have a relationship with you. I have known you, I walk with you, I trust in you, I have faith in you, Abba Father. Some people are still in the dimension of our Father, but they have not come into the realm of Abba Father, my own Father, whom I have a relationship with, whom I can talk to. That's why whenever we want to pray, you hear me shout authority, because there's a new revelation of God that dawned in my spirit. Authority. I have authority as a son. I am not a servant. I am not just a servant, rather, but I am a son. I am a son. I am a son. I am first a son before a servant. I have become a son, then I can serve my Father. I can serve my Father in his kingdom to do that which pleases him. I am not just doing it as a servant, but as a son. Because he has adopted me. He came in the likeness of man, and he delivered me, saved me from sin, cleansed me, sanctified me, and sent me to my generation to serve him. Are you seeing? You are first a son before what I'm just trying to say tonight is that you must come out of your box. Somebody say, I am coming out of my box. I want to be sure we are following tonight. Say, I am coming out of my box. Don't lock yourself up in a box that you cannot talk to God, that you cannot talk to your Father, that you cannot talk to your Heavenly Father. Whenever you hear about God, you begin to shake and shake and shake and shake, as though you are a slave, as though you are a slave in chains, as though your feet are in fetters. No, 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 that's an error. That's an error. You have received the spirit of sonship. You have received the spirit of sonship where you can cry, Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father. Now, do you know the good thing about sonship? The advantage of sonship is the fact that you can decree a thing and it's established. You can command and dominions and authorities of hell, they will hearken to you because you are speaking in the stead of your Father. You are speaking in the authority of your Father. Oh, glory to God. I see a good number of people saying, I am coming out of my box. Yes, listen to me. One good thing you must know tonight is that if you successfully can come out of this box, whenever you pray, your prayers will command authority. Your prayers will command dominion. Let me share this thing with you now before we pray. Do you know last night, the prayer we had was so, so powerful. We were praying and saying, I rule and my enemies are subdued under my feet. Immediately we finished that prayer, I went to sleep. The spiritual attack I had was out of this realm. They were numberless. I was running and flying. I was hitting some, destroying some. Then I got to a level that I became so, so tired. And one of them came with a knife, two swords facing me. As that one wanted to cut me, I said in my heart in that dream, now I command the dream to end. And all of a sudden I woke up. I said, good. I can be the one to navigate how my dream will be, not the enemy telling me how my dream will be. You see, the time I was tired, I said to myself that now the dream ends. That was when I was tired. And the dream ended there, even in that realm. And I woke up, I said, good. Not that I will be there and the enemy will come to want to subdue me. You'll be shouting. And you will wake up shouting, hey, that's an error. You are a son. You can call the shots. You can call the shots to say enough is enough. You can call the shot to say, Satan, get behind me. And he gets behind you. If you do that in the spirit of sonship, I tell you, you walk in dominion in your generation. Somebody tonight, I want you to pray this very important prayer. You just need to understand that this is too important for your life and for your work with God. Say, Lord, I have received the spirit of sonship. Help me to walk in the spirit of sonship. Help me to walk in my revelation of sonship. Can you raise a cry to God now? Say, Lord, help me to walk in the revelation of my sonship. Help me to walk in the revelation of sonship. In the revelation of sonship, help me to walk. Help us to walk in the spirit of sonship. The spirit of sonship is the spirit of power. Help us to walk in the spirit of sonship, O God. Help us to walk in the spirit of sonship, in the revelation of our sonship with God. Hi, can you go ahead and raise a cry to God? You may not have another time to pray this prayer point, but this is the moment. This is the moment. Say, Lord, help me to walk in my I'm going to walk in my revelation. Authority in Jesus' name. Authority in Jesus' name. Authority in Jesus' name. Somebody, wherever you are, I want you to shout authority 7 times. Authority. Authority. Authority.
Authority.
authority in Jesus' name. Hear me, couple of days ago, not up to a week now, I heard of the American mega church pastor that committed suicide. The same thing happened 2 years ago, that a mega church pastor in America also committed suicide. Now, one thing I'm trying to say is, when you come to the realization of your sonship, there are some things that get far from you. Sonship settles your identity. Hear me, sonship settles identity crisis. It settles. If you know who you are in Christ, in God, Kaya Badas, that devil returns to hell. If you know who you are, how dare a prophet born of a woman coming to tell you that you must buy a particular oil for $100. If you don't buy it, you will not be delivered. How dare the prophet tell you that if you know who you are in Christ, in God? Identity problem is what is making many people to be merchandise. Many people's destiny to be wasted. It is identity problem. That's the problem with this generation of believers. You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. Some persons will go to see a pastor, a prophet, and they will have a particular amount to pay before you can see the prophet as counseling. Madness, slaves, they don't know who they are because they have not really come to God. If you have come to God through Christ Jesus, and you know who you are, you know that you have received the spirit of sonship. Wherever you are placed, look at Galatians chapter 4 verse 6. Type what Galatians 4 verse 6 said. Type it in the comment section. Type what Galatians chapter 4 verse 6 said. I want everybody to type it here. There is a mental realignment God wants to do in us this night. There is something God wants to do this evening. Galatians chapter 4 verse 6 is very short. Very, just two lines. Just look at it. Type it in the space here. Very important. There is a spirit we have received. I want to see the kind of spirit you have received. If you claim to have received Jesus Christ, I want to see the kind of spirit Iken and Michael has received. The kind of spirit Baruko, Victoria, Evelyn, Quintabella, Violet, Gladin, Lambert, Christopher, Ruiz, Chijindu, Baruko, Vivian, Christian, Juliet, Moke, Onyechi, Maristella. I want to see the kind of spirit we have received if we are actually have come to Christ Jesus. Okay. Lambert Akachiko's translation says, and because you are sons. You see, and because you are sons. I'm speaking to sons in the kingdom of Adonai. I'm speaking to kingdom sons and daughters. He said, because you are sons, God has sent for the spirit of his son into your heart. Are you saying the spirit of his son is the spirit of your sonship? Crying, Abba, Father. Abba means my father. My father. Are you seeing you have a father in heaven? Are you seeing that you are not an orphan? Are you seeing that you are not alone? Are you seeing that you are not left comfortless? God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart to show that you are his children. God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. You see, that is who you are. That is who you are. You are not an orphan. You are not a slave. You are not rejected. You are not dejected. Rejection has made many people to go and commit suicide. Identity problem. Listen. Do you know why this matter I'm talking about is too important? It speaks volume to how far you can go with God, and it speaks volume to how much you can receive from God. It speaks volume into how far you can go with God and how far, how much you can receive from God. If you don't understand your sonship, how can you pray with faith? How can you? You begin to pray and say, oh God, if you like, oh, if you don't like, if you want, if you don't want, you begin to talk like a slave. But that's not what God wants. The scripture says in Hebrews 4:16, now let us come boldly. It's a son that can talk to the father boldly. let us come boldly before the throne of grace. You see, a slave cannot come boldly before the throne of grace, but his son. But his son. In our relationship with God, we are sons. In doing his work, as touching his work, we can work as servants, but sons serving. Get that mindset properly. Because you are his sons, God has sent the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. When the spirit of sonship is unlocked in your spirit, man, hear me very well. Even in your dream life, even in reality, there are some things that will not be permitted to happen because of the operation of the spirit of sonship. Because of the operation of the spirit of sonship. Tonight, I want us to raise another cry. Say, Lord, activate the spirit of sonship in my spirit. Help me to walk in it. Say, Lord, activate. We need an activation. Some people, the software is inside of you, but it has not been activated. It's just like you have WhatsApp inside your phone. WhatsApp has been in your phone for years, but you don't know how to use the messenger application. You have been limited until one day you go and activate the WhatsApp and begin to enjoy it. Spirit of sonship is in every one of us, but because we have not activated. Say, Lord, help me to activate. Lord, activate the spirit of sonship inside of me. Say, Lord, please activate the spirit of sonship in me. Say, oh God, activate the spirit of sonship in me. Abba, Father, activate the The spirit of sonship. Daddy, activate the spirit of sonship. Activate the spirit of sonship within us. So that we may walk in authority, so that we may walk in power, so that we may walk in dominion, so that we may be able to access our rights in Christ. Lord, activate the spirit of sonship within us. Activate the spirit of sonship within me, O God. Activate the spirit of sonship within me. Boki, 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 bozaba. Boki, 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 bozaba. Boki, 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 bozaba. Baraka, baba, bazaba. Baraka, baba, bazaba. Baraka, baba, baba, zaba. Raka, baba, baba, bazaba. Barikoto, kora, baba, bazaba. Bashe, kete, korobosike, leketo. Ileketos, iragados. Erukus, tu, kabelados. Belado, kebelado. Kebelado, kebelado. Lord, activate the spirit of
Ya Allah,
Authority in Jesus' name. Authority in Jesus' name. Hear me very well, listening. Amen. Listen to me. Listen carefully. Wherever you are without identity, you'll be in problem. Can you imagine an American citizen knowing his identity, coming to Nigeria? Do you think the Nigerian government will handle the American citizen lightly? Do you know how great respect the Nigerian government has for all American citizens? Not just a few, all. Whether the person is rich or poor, an American citizen in Nigeria will be honored. Because they know the authority the person is coming from. But your citizenship is above that of the United States. Your citizenship is heavenly. You are coming from Zion, the city of the living God. You are a citizen of Zion. So know that the God of heaven has called us to be ambassadors on the earth. So now, can you imagine you fell into a sin and you continue in that sin? It shows that you lack identity. you lack identity. If you have true identity, you will not find yourself always falling to sin. You will find yourself free from bondage. Sons are not in bondage. Sons break free from chains and shackles of bondage. Then let's say, for instance, in your consistent work with God, one day you erred, and for you to talk to God, you are looking for me to come and confess your sins to first. You have not confessed to God. You are looking for a pastor, you are looking for a priest to go and confess your sins to that. Until you confess your sins to the priest or the pastor or the bishop, you will not be forgiven. You are lacking identity. You don't know who you are. You don't read your Bible. Do you know what Abba Father means? My father. My father. My father. It's like you have a brother and you offended your father. You are waiting for your brother to come. So you tell your brother what you did to your father. Let your brother go and tell your father. Is that not a curse? You have a relationship with God and you are a son. When I'm referring to son, both gender inclusive, man and woman, we are sons. We are sons of, you know, that is a rare privilege. That is a rare privilege to be called a son. He said, behold, what manner of love. Can you sing this song with me? Behold, what manner unto us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto me. Now personalize it. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto me. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto me. That I should be called the Son of God. Aha. That I should be called a Son of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto me. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto me. That I should be called a son of God. That I should be called the sons of God. Let's make it corporate now. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. What is written is written. What is written cannot be broken. If you say, how can I be a son of the living God? It shows that a gold, a pearl is given to you. Instead of you to receive the pearl, you are casting the pearl among swines. That's what you do when you reject your identity. Casting it among swines. Then you are going to slaves of the devil, going to them to intercede on your behalf to God. That is an error. That is an error. Many people, even the prophets, they go to meet that have not even met Jesus. They are actually supposed to be the one praying with those prophets that are humanizing here and there. They are supposed to be the one praying for them, but the prophets are the one laying hands on them. That is an error. You see, you are called a son of God. Listen to me. I do not underrate the office of anointed men and women of God whom God places over you. Myself, I'm a pastor. I have people whom God has placed over me, both directly and through discipleship on different platforms. So you don't neglect the fact that you have spiritual authorities that God places over you. But I want you to have the identity of a son. If you have the identity of a son, your prayer will carry power. Hear me. The reason your prayer does not carry fire and power is because you don't know who you are. You don't know who you are, lacking identity. Sometimes you'll be looking and say, oh God, why did you do me this? God, why you forsake me? Why you not like me? All those things you are seeing, it is useless. Stand up, take authority. Authority. Take authority. Authority. Somebody rise up on your feet this evening and say, Lord, from today I walk in my authority as a son. I walk in authority. I walk in authority. In anything I do, I walk in authority as a son. I walk in authority. Listen, before you pray, there is a Nigerian prophet, a clearly known false prophet, Odumeje, in Anambra State, Nigeria. The man does different kind of things, beats people during deliverance. When you are sick, when you have an issue, he carries your clutches, hits you, and all of that. Different strange practices that are not in alignment and are not in conformity with the New Testament. You see false prophets, they rise, and they do it in authority. Why not you as a son of God? Why not you as a child of the living God? Why not you rise up tonight? Say, Lord, help me to walk in my authority as a son. Help me to walk in authority as a son in the kingdom. Help me to walk in authority. When you walk in authority, demons, they bow before you. When you walk in authority, demons, they flee from you. Go ahead and say, Lord, help me to walk in authority as a son. From today, I walk in authority. Can I hear somebody raise a cry to God? Like a lion, roar like a lion tonight, roar like a lion. Say, Lord, from today, I walk in authority as a son. I walk in authority. Say, Lord, from today, I walk in authority. I walk in authority as a son, as a kingdom son, as a son in the kingdom of God. I walk in authority, oh, authority. You know what it means to walk in authority? The police has authority to arrest who they want to arrest. They are given authority. Now you have authority to walk as a son in the kingdom of God. Say, Lord, I walk in authority as a son in your kingdom. I walk in authority as a kingdom son. I walk in power. I walk in dominion. Authority. I walk in authority. Can you, if you are not praying this prayer, then something is wrong somewhere. Something is wrong if you are not praying this. Make sure you raise this cry to God. Say, Lord, from today, I walk in authority. I walk in
I walk in authority. Authority in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Tell me, my beloved ones, tonight, what you have heard, something has dropped into your spirit. There is something activated in your spirit, but you may not know now, but it will begin to play. Listen, no demon has any authority to come harassing you when you are a son. Hi-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. As a son in the kingdom of light, no devil, that devil is not born. Did Jesus not say to you, you will cast out devils? You will cast out devils because you are a son. You will cast out devils because you are a son. Authority has been invested into you, and that authority will speak. The authority will speak. It will speak. It will speak. It will speak in everything you do. That authority is what you must walk in. Knowing that you are a son in the kingdom, knowing you are a kingdom son and a kingdom daughter, it should keep you away from sin. Many people run away from sin because of punishment, because of punishment of hell. That's okay. But sons and daughters of the kingdom, they run away from sin because of honor. They have honor for God. You see, if something is before me now and that thing, God does not like it, I will not run away from it because I don't want to go to hellfire, but rather I will run away from it because I don't want to dishonor God. It's better that the person does not do it because he is afraid of hell than for the person to finally do it. But what I'm telling you is that the realm of sons is a realm of honor. You don't disobey God because you honor him. But when you are not a son, you will do obedience because you are afraid that God should not punish you. Yes, of a truth, when you die in sin, the person goes to hell of the truth. But then as a son, you don't do things, not because of you are afraid of eternal punishment, but because you want to honor God. You don't want to dishonor him. This utterance I'm making tonight is not for children. It is for those who have come to understanding. I pray today that our sonship be activated. Be activated. Our sonship be activated. Our sonship be activated. From today, walk as sons and daughters of the kingdom. From today, let the spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Reese Marip. Let it be activated in the life of everyone on this platform. Let the spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Ikem and Michael. Spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Baruko Victoria. Spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Njenga Quintabella. Spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Arlington Conjura. Spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Lambert Akachukwu. Spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Christopher Aguncha. Spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Ruth Ruiz. Spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Wayne Chijindu. Be activated, spirit of sonship, in the life of Baruko Augustine. Let the spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Vivian Obidike. Let the spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Jane Onyechi Nwabeke. Let the spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Enesuchi. Let the spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Bladdy. Let the spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Maristella Ozichi. Let the spirit of sonship be activated in the life of Evelyn. Let the spirit of sonship be activated in our lives, in all our lives, in Jesus' name.
I see us becoming better breed for God. I see us becoming better breed for God. In Jesus' name. The Lord bless you because he says shine upon you, lift up his countenance upon you. May the Lord give you peace on every side. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. 12 midnight is the hour. I see by then where we take authority over the works of darkness to demolish them and to pursue darkness, drive them away from our families. Shalom.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Nwoke, has just delivered to you a message from heaven. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen.
For your programs, bookings, crusades, and testimonies, message us on WhatsApp with +234 703 246 9360. You can follow Apostle Christian Nwoke on Facebook. Download our messages through the following platforms: www.foreshare.com or by messaging us on WhatsApp. You can also get the messages on our Telegram and YouTube channel by searching Apostle Christian Nwoke. Visit our website www.ghsermons.com for more information.
You can also spread the gospel we preach by becoming a kingdom partner with us through your love offerings. Kindly message us on WhatsApp with +234 703 246 9360 to become a partner.
We are God's Army Global, bringing the fullness of God to every man and taking us numberless as the sand by the seashore to heaven with us, even you.